If you had to grade yourself on your time management skills, would you come in at A+ or closer to a D or F? I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and I'm sharing 5 principles of time management this week. I think most of us have heard a lot about time management techniques, whether it's using our smartphones or a calendar or a to-do list or some other method. But you know, the method you choose is not the most important factor in your ability to manage your time well. It's your commitment to managing your time that is the key. Jesus once said to his disciples, "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." The blessing comes in the doing, not knowing. So knowing the techniques of time management is only effective if you implement them consistently. These principles I'm sharing with you this week are not focused on techniques, but rather on your attitude and commitment toward being a really good manager of your time. So here's principle number 3. Time management is essential for your success. Well, yes, you're probably thinking everybody knows that. That's probably true that everybody knows that principle. But if you consider how many people implement and really practice good time management, I think you'll realize that there's often a lot of talk, but not a lot of action. And so I would ask you, do you really understand that the way you manage your time is a key factor in your success or your lack of success? You can define success in whatever terms you wish, whether it's business success or spiritual or relationship success or whatever. This principle will hold true. You will be successful in reaching your personal goals to a large degree on how well you manage your time, how disciplined you are to stick to your time management commitment. That doesn't mean you are a workaholic. Really good time managers have time for recreation and celebration. Good time managers also know that it's crucial to switch off at the end of the day and leave work behind, that there have to be boundaries in our lives. And that's harder and harder to do these days when we are never beyond the reach of technology. How hard is it for you to shut off your phone, to close down that email interaction, even for an evening? Good time managers know how to draw those boundaries. So check up on yourself. Are you truly committed to becoming a better time manager? It's essential for your personal success. We are always glad to provide copies of these devotionals. They are on our website at christianworkingwoman.org, and they're also available at your convenience through your favorite podcast app. Just search for The Christian Working Woman.